61 bodies had been found in the Manchester Canal since 2008. GMP had come out and said it's absolute rubbish, but we kept an eye on it and followed the numbers, and it seemed that it was happening more and more. So we tried to speak to as many different groups and people that had heard about the story as possible, because there's an urban legend in Manchester about this story that exists far before the story had come out. And so it was speaking to the people of Manchester, what did they think? But it was really important for us to speak to some of the families that had actually lost people, to hear their stories, hear what had happened in their cases, and then try and piece together whether there were any links between them. But we also went to the areas that had been highlighted in the story. So we spent some time in the Canal Street area, because one rumour had been that the deaths were all happening there. And very quickly, actually, a lot of rumours were put to bed. As soon as we started to do our research, we learnt, actually, bodies are turning up in canals all over Manchester. It's not just one area. And it didn't take much research to get to that point. So a lot of the research we did was having to sift through what's rumour, what's fact, and try and come to our own conclusions. I think what supports the idea of the rumour that someone's targeting men is that of the 85 bodies that have been found in the water since 2008, 73 of those are men. So a massive majority of the bodies that are found in the water are men. And so I think things like that sort of support the rumour and let the rumour sort of develop a bit further. So what we did is we brought on a former murder detective who reviewed some of the cases and gave his opinion on the investigations and what he thinks happens, and that all features in the documentary. The families that feature and the families that we spoke to during the research period, they're all similar in that they want answers. They're not saying necessarily that there is a serial killer behind the deaths of their family members. They just want answers. The families would just like to know what did happen to their sons.